Good afternoon. My name is Jerry Scott, and I will be your hearing officer for today. The Prescott Administrative Hearing for January 15th, 2025 will now be called to order. We do want the defendants to know that these proceedings are being recorded and are on the record. As we go through the hearing proceedings, the defendant will come up to the enclosed table and chair when your case is called. All defendants will have an affirmation of truth, as will each officer. The code enforcement officer will read the case number and describe the violation or violations as may be, as well as the pertinent facts regarding the case. Then the defendant will have an opportunity to speak, present testimony, witnesses, or rebuttal as needed. The administrative hearing officer, being me, will make the decision based upon the evidence presented. The defendant will sign, date, and be given a copy of the judgment with instructions of what to do next. If you are ordered to appear at a later hearing date, that information will also be included on the judgment. You have the right to an appeal of the judgment to the Prescott City Court within 20 days from the date of this decision, and a filing fee as determined by the City Court. The Prescott City Court's review will be an evaluation of the record of this proceeding, including exhibits or evidence as presented on record today. We will now go forward with the affirmation. All those that will be testifying today, will you please stand and raise your right hand? If you're a defendant, yes. Or if you're presenting her as a witness, yes. All right. Do you affirm under penalty of perjury that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're going to do the first one.
All right. Our first case, number CE2408-052, address being 3171 Simpson Lane, and the property owner being listed as Suke Kane, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly, Raymond Trust. And for the record, the defendant is not present.
Guess not.
Okay, so then Ms. Starr, will you proceed with the details of this case?
We took photos on this case in August of this last year. We gave them extension because they did do the front of the property but did not do the side of the property, and they still have not. All documents have been received. From what I know from Tander's notes, everything has been received, and they just are not trimming the side for some reason. We don't know why. And I have photos, if you'd like photos.
And they're big.
Have we had any response from them?
From Tander's notes. Let me look through this really quick. It doesn't look like there's been any response, just that they corrected some of it. And that was where it ended. They corrected some, but not all.
So it looks like a lot of the details on this case started back in like September and October.
The original case notes, or it looks like the original CRM came in that the owner had passed away and that they had reached out to family members to trim it. But nobody had done it yet. That was the complaint that came in was on three separate properties. Two complied and one did not. I do not see Tander's notes on here on the certified letter. So I'm not sure if the certified letter came back or was received. So we probably should probably push this off to the next month.
I would love to. I guarantee I'm speaking out of turn here. I would love to go and take care of that at no cost to the city or those homeowners. Just hearing the how that came about, if someone passed away and family members there, that's something that we do quite a bit for homeowners in the area as far as cleaning up a property. So, but just let me know who I need to talk with separately on that.
We can talk after the...
Sure. No, absolutely. That's the fun stuff I like.
All right, so due to our slight deceased issue and finding out which family member or members are in control, I am willing to push this off till, do we want to do it for March or do we want to wait until April?
We can do February. And that way, so we can try to reach out to find family members first.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. Can we go ahead and do April? I mean, we're talking right now with our CDBG program about getting the additional funding to help clean up some properties. I'd like to make sure we have every program possible in place before we move forward and bring this in front of you again.
That's kind of what I was thinking after kind of being briefed on another one. So hence the reason I asked about whether March or April would be workable. So I'm going to put this on a continuance for the April 2nd hearing. And I won't be assessing any fines or fees at this time. I'll make copies of this at the end. All right, so moving to our next case, number CE 2307057, address being 908 Audrey Lane, and property owner being listed as Minow, I'm hoping I pronounced that right, Ronald A. That would be you. Well, Ms. Starr, will you proceed with the details of this case?
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
So this is Will West, Operations Manager, City of Prescott. Case CE 2307057, 908 Audrey. So this one originated in mid-2023. Finally came in front of the hearing officer last month. Since then, we were able to get in touch with Mr. Minot. We had two different violations, one for the fence being constructed greater than the allowable height in the 25-foot front setback, and the second being the fence constructed in the right-of-way. Prior to the January 8th reinspection, Mr. Minot did remove the fence from the right-of-way. That violation has been abated. And Mr. Minot came by our office, and we were able to work with him on getting the variance for the fence height processed into the system so that we can go ahead and move it to the Board of Adjustments. So at this time, again, the right-of-way violation is no longer. And currently, pending the outcome of the Board of Adjustment hearing, I would say that the fence is currently not an issue until that is resolved through the appeal process.
Okay. So, so we have one violation that is definitely dismissed, and the other violation would be pending.
The other, right. So we can continue it until after the hearing, which I think is scheduled currently for February. So we continue this until March on the second portion.
So that would move this to March 5th. Mr. Minot, do you have anything to add?
Hi. I'm really here today looking for the abatement of the fine that was issued last time for $1,250. My wife and I both feel it was wrongfully issued, seeing that we were working with both Will's department and Public Works, Randy with Public Works. The reason the fence was put in the right-of-way in the first place is the sidewalk terminates. There's nothing that indicates the end of the sidewalk. And our concern, as being the homeowners there, is someone falling off of that sidewalk and potentially hurting themselves. Randy and I were working out the fine details when he stopped responding. He wanted us to remove the fence out of the right-of-way. We said that we could absolutely remove the fence out of the right-of-way even the same day as some sort of signage or something indicating to pedestrians that are walking on that sidewalk that the sidewalk is coming to an end. We stopped hearing from Randy. We feel that this could have been done about 8 months ago if Randy would have followed through, but there was no response from him. I sent multiple emails saying, Randy, are you still there? Hello, Randy. And we just got kind of shuffled into this hearing from there. We feel that we took the fence back after getting the fine out of good faith. And so out of good faith from the city of Prescott, we'd like to see the fine taken back as well.
And who is Randy that he's referring to?
Randy Parham is the City of Prescott Engineer and Deputy Director of Public Works.
And what exact role would he be playing with our code enforcement area?
So Randy does not have any role in code enforcement. The issue he was working with Mr. Minot on was putting a sign up. So there are two separate issues as far as code enforcement goes, because we in code enforcement have nothing to do with signs. That is a public works issue, which Randy is why he is working with Randy. It is Randy's discretion, unless there is a code that requires it. And I know you were going to look into that. So
I've been down to, besides the emails that have gone unanswered from Randy's end, I've been down to his office twice now and still haven't been successful in contacting him again. So we're at kind of a stalemate with that, and I think the reason why we ended up here.
But you were aware of the hearing last month?
Yes, but this has been going on for about a year and a half. There's countless emails. My file is this thick, and I know Will's is as well. And other than, you know, I did let Will know that we wouldn't be here for that hearing. We felt that there was enough communication on those emails for if they were all actually gone through and read, that you would be able to see our side as well.
Okay. So I'm in a position that at times it can be very difficult. And as I preface every hearing that begins, I do state that, one, it's on the record. Two, that any of my decisions made are made based on evidence presented. If you did not appear in order to provide your side of the story, that shows a default. If you are a no-show, a default judgment automatically would apply. And I also, going off of evidence presented, I do take on recommendations from the city as to my potential next steps. They can recommend, you know, a minimal fine, or they can recommend a maximum fine. It's up to me to assess a judgment on that. It is also up to me whether or not the fine would be waived or not. I have had defendants where I have waived them completely because I ordered it that way. If they came into compliance, it's going to be completely waivable. If they don't come into compliance, then generally that's not going to apply. I also have it where maybe it's only half waivable. Your case, I did a default, and I did not make it waivable. Many reasons I took into consideration was the fact that you were not here to provide any information or rebuttal testimony or potentially witnesses or your own exhibits. Now, I am willing to work here with, obviously, we have the one dismissal. I am willing to do a continuance on this, but for me to actually waive that fine assessed last time is something I would really have to take into consideration. And if I were to waive any of it, I would not waive all of it. For part of the main reason is the simple fact of a default. You were not here to present your side. So this makes it where I can't make a decision properly that may be favorable to you as well as to the city if you're not here. Does that make sense?
Somewhat. At what point does it come into play that you guys were aware that we weren't going to be here beforehand? It's not like I didn't just not show up. We let you know beforehand that we won't be able to make it to that.
And why were you not able to make it?
Quite frankly, we've spent a lot of time on this as it is, and we keep going in circles. The list of emails supports that.
Okay, were you out of town? Were you sick? Was anybody ill?
We have been ill, yes.
Can you provide me some form of, without violating anything HIPAA, can you provide me some form of documentation that would validate that claim?
As far as like a doctor's note, we don't go to the doctor. It's been going around a lot lately.
Mm-hmm. This is in December?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I'm trying to be fair here. Okay, because in order for a default judgment to be waived or dismissed, you would have to find a way to validate that. And typically, that generally doesn't happen unless you're dead or dying or extremely ill or you've been in something, the exigent circumstances.
And I don't think we were on our deathbed, but seeing that, you know, it's going around and there's enough email evidence.
Do you have a copy of an email that says we're not going to be there because we're sick that
yes,
you can
ma'am.
Provide to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Right now.
I could pull it up on my phone.
Please do.
I saw your email. Ronnie, what was the date? What was the date of that email?
The current one of the current emails I'm reviewing here is November 26th. But it's not stating anything about being ill. And then the December 3rd one, it appears they're stating, the fence will not be removed unless the city of Prescott can show us some compliance in return. It's possible, see the attached picture, et cetera. And you're apparently mentioning adjacent properties in this. We are disregarding any further threats, including the hearing, altogether. And in your closing in this, you said they were formed on the basis of lies and hold no credibility.
We feel that the communication with Will, every time we would remind him that we're working with Randy, it would go disregarded. We'd pick and choose things that he'd want to get response to and ignore our concerns, as well as where we're at working with the other department. Quite frankly, we feel like this, some could argue, is extortion. If you have two departments of the same entity, and I'm getting responses that are two different things, and I'm put in the middle and being penalized for one of those departments. For all I know, Will had the conversation with Randy of, Randy, you stop responding, we're just going to send him into the hearing. And that's not right. We need communication.
That's an assumption that is not based on fact.
Well, the lack of Randy's response is fact. For 8 months, Randy went no response. And that's what we are waiting on to get this done. And why we resulted in being here is because Randy never responded. At some point, I want Randy, the person that dropped the ball, to take some sort of accountability.
And as that would be in a separate department from code enforcement. That is something that you, I'm not in, under an authority to say yes or no to. I cannot justify a decision on that based on another department that is not involved with our code enforcement. Now, if this party would and that area were to bring these to me as well, then I would have more authority to say yes here. But I'm not. I'm under the strict authority, basically, to deal with anything that comes in front of me that has been brought up through our code enforcement. So, and you provided me a copy of an email that, not exactly in your own favor, by defying the stating, I'm not taking down the fence, I'm paraphrasing, until whatever, because you don't like the code enforcement process or whatever your opinion on it is, but you said, I am not taking down the fence. This is part of the issue of the code compliance and the enforcement.
Sure.
And then having to review documents and see that, unfortunately doesn't show favorably in your part because you're being defiant of a code enforcement objective. Does that make sense?
I disagree. There's two issues, and both are important, but one is more important than the other. Compliance is very important, but a liability and a safety issue, I'm sorry, but supersedes it. If someone can fall off that sidewalk and come after us personally because they cracked their head open on the receiver hitch of my truck, because there was nothing indicating that the termination of that sidewalk, somebody could get hurt over rules, compliance. We want to comply.
If it's a sidewalk issue and something to that effect would happen, and I'm not speaking in a legal frame, I'm speaking just from an observation, but also with a little bit of experience, if something in that effect were to happen, one, I know your homeowner's insurance would actually counter that with their own attorneys stating that this is a city issue. So whether or not you would be held liable is not my jurisdiction and not for my thing to determine, much less yours. So again, if you're going to defy a compliance or a thing that's been going on since the original dates were showing in 2023, if I'm correct?
That is correct.
Okay. You could argue that elsewhere, but you're not going to argue that in my courtroom. Okay? Now, I will put a continuance on this pending the first violation that we have on here that is still pending for review of
adjustment.
Thank you. And then I will dismiss the right of way one as because it has come into compliance. And what I will do is, pending the outcome of the Board of Adjustments decision, and from there, I will also take into consideration whether or not I will remove or reduce that fine. That is all I'm going to offer you. So there's nothing that says, yes, I'm going to do it, or no, I'm not. I will take it into consideration pending the outcome of the Board of Adjustments.
I appreciate it. But we feel like this issue, if you're going to come after us for thousands of dollars for something we've brought into compliance, we need to address
on that moment, on that point. You have the right to appeal any decision that I make.
I already have, ma'am.
Have you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Then any further decisions, again, you have the right to appeal them. And that's...
With that being said, because we appealed the first one within the 20 days...
That's out of my jurisdiction right now. That ball is no longer in my court. If you've appealed it to the City of Prescott Court...
Yes, ma'am.
Then whatever the hearing date and whatever decisions, if the community development or the city court chooses to have myself present for the particular hearing on that appeal, then we will discuss it from there.
So none of this actually applies today because I have appealed the first one.
The remainder of this that we're doing that is being pending and whatnot, each decision that can be made can be appealable, whether or not it applies or whether or not it is overruled from my decision in the city court, that's up to another judge. So I cannot tell you what the other judge would state as far as that. They will review the hearing record. They will review the exhibits that were presented. And they will also review my judgment decision. Beyond that, I have no power to make any changes on that. And if you filed an appeal in the city court, I cannot modify anything until that appeal has gone through.
We need to continue with that first. And I would request that we continue with that and see that through prior to anything else being done with the variance. We have to finish one thing before we start something else.
So I think the variance process and the appeal process are different. So we do need to continue the variance because that will determine whether or not the property is brought into compliance. So I think
that
we need
correct.
To look at them as they're separate entities. So as you're appealing the decision, that's regardless, you need to process the variance through. So we'll continue the variance process. And we are working towards getting that done.
We absolutely are.
So I'd like to get this behind us as much as I know you would. So this is going to be the most expeditious way to do it, is to pursue them simultaneously.
I just don't want the wrongfully issued fine to haunt us on the tail end.
That, again, is subject to appeal. Under a default, unless you have extenuating circumstances, most courts, even under an appeal, will review whether or not it was wrongfully issued. Because right now that is your argument and your opinion. And I cannot proffer anything beyond that statement.
Yeah. And I've heard a few opinions from you during this as well, just like my homeowner's insurance. I disagree. They would drop me. In fact, we've been shopping homeowners insurance. They asked us if we had a trampoline in our backyard. That's how, you know, insurance companies work.
Actually, I didn't offer an opinion. I used that as a form of an example. My opinion is basically based off of evidence presented. Mm. And
what I'm saying is everyone has an opinion, not just me.
Correct. And
here's a question for you. Will broke down the $1,250. $500 of it was for the fence in the right of way. Another $500 was for what, Will?
$500 for the fence in the right of way. $500 for the fence that is built over the allowable height, and the $250 default judgment for failure to appear.
So could we come to some sort of a conclusion here, seeing that we were waiting on Randy, 1,000 of that 1,200, 500 of it has been taken down. The other 500, we are waiting on that determination. And it sounds like the 250 of that was for me not showing up last time.
Well, actually the 250 can be already applied as a default, and then additional fines under that default can be applied as well. However, since you have this on appeal, I can't touch it now. I cannot dismiss or waive any of that fine because you have taken it to another authority.
I really wish we would have talked about that last week when we spoke leading up to this, because I told you I appealed it last week.
Correct.
It sounds like this is kind of necessary.
This is still necessary because we've abated the one violation. This is a separate hearing instance than the previous one. So you appealed the previous decision. This is a separate hearing instance. And at this time, you have brought one of the violations. It has been abated. Mm-hmm. And as I told you last week, it is Jerry's decision on this. It's completely out of my hands, which is why you needed to be talking to her.
It sounds like it's not, though. It's out of her hands, what she just said.
This past judgment that you have allegedly gone and done an appeal on is now out of my hands. So I cannot change that because you have gone up and over into an appeals process. So I can't do that unless the city court orders me to do so.
Okay. I'll wait to hear from them moving forward.
On that. And then, as Will stated, this is... Now, each time we have a hearing, it kind of comes into a second offense or third offense, and it can continue on. I don't like third offenses because I'm going to send you up to a higher authority myself. On this, we're showing a lot of grace by doing the pending on the Board of Adjustments. And because we have a compliance on the right-of-way, that's awesome. Because this also, makes it show that you are trying to work, you know, it's actually showing an attempt that you are making a good faith effort, and in good faith effort, we are doing a pending and trying to work with you as well.
How?
How?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, you're looking at one department that does not come in here with their issues and stuff like that. Again, you should, if you had those, you could have presented those on the last hearing. The other portion is where I have my code enforcement in here, and they offer everything available, including discussions. I do get a packet that I can look at with all the discussions that go on, including the emails that are in there, including exhibits, pictures, everything that is under their control and their scope.
But if we're waiting on a different department from the same entity, the city of Prescott, my hands are tied. And I'm getting...
As are mine. I am strictly under whatever portion is. Now, if our public works department started doing violations or sending them up through here and came in and presented, then that would be umbrellaed under an authority that I could also work with. Mm-hmm. I have to work with whom and what is present and available for me right now. We do have other departments under the city of Prescott, but not everybody brings their violations to me. We have the airport is a good example. They handle their own separate forms of violations because we also have to look at like FAA and other regulations there. They don't bring they have their own process of dealing with it. So it doesn't come to me. So I don't have the authority at this time to make decisions based on their issues. Just as I don't have the authority or the ability to make decisions based off of public works at this time because they are not brought under this umbrella for me to review. Does that make sense?
It does. It sounds like me appealing this and bringing it to the next level where it can oversee all the departments was a good thing. Because we can't just look at half, you know. We have to look at the whole picture, and that's what I'm hearing.
I know, and the city of Prescott has a lot of departments, and it is a good size population. So I'm dealing with our community development and code enforcement under there. So I'm limited to performing my duties under what scope of authority I have. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
I'll wait to hear back from City Court.
And so while we work with the Board of Adjustments, because Board of Adjustments will do a lot of our planning and zoning and other community development issues, I am going to put this as a pending. And again, whatever the appeal process happens in the City Court, if the judge finds in favor of you on that, that is not a problem. We go from there. Great. The judge can remand it back to me to review it again, and I will move forward accordingly.
Great.
Okay.
That sounds like a perfect plan. Thank you.
So how long do we have before the Board of Adjustments?
So the Board of Adjustments will meet the third Thursday plus or minus of February. So continuing this until March should have an answer from the Board of Adjustments.
Okay. So I'm thinking maybe I'm going to give it a little more time pending the potential of the appeal as well. So I think it would be a fair assessment to put this off until the April 2nd.
Okay. Perfect. Have you heard back, Ronnie, from the courts yet on a court date for the appeal?
I have not. No.
We'll work with you on that one, and
it seems like this is a new process. I actually went back and forth a couple times. They had to call Chris because it seems like this is a new thing that they hadn't even heard about yet.
Yes, our hearing process.
Second appeal, so this is good to.
Yes, our hearing process, we have not done, the community hasn't done or had a hearing officer in, I believe, over 20 years. Yeah, I know. And so with that, they've been wanting, I know that part of the reason we even have it is because the city council and the mayor and whatnot all decided that this is probably the more efficient and effective process to get these done, get compliance, and keep our city looking beautiful. So this is kind of why it was brought back on again after 20 plus years.
Sure.
So there's a few other jurisdictions who have followed in suit. So.
Great.
Let me quickly get this. Yes.
Get it done.
Let me quickly write this out, and we'll get a signature and close this for the day.
Site plan went back in for review, right? So I think everybody's good with it.
Randy signed off on it. And then
I went to
the continuous date and get one of these in the mail as well.
Usually perfect.
Have a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
We did get a copy so we'll discuss it.
Great.
Okay. So we
Thank
need
you.
To do a outreach for the we need to do our outreach for the Board of Adjustments, correct? We have to do a public notice. Okay, so we have plenty of time to.
A couple weeks.
Will, have you, is that what you were just asking George?
About the Board of Adjustment process, yeah.
How about what we submitted last week? Is that still on track?
It's on track. So Randy's resulted his review. I think he was the Randy and Kaylee, who is the planning manager, not the planning manager, but the planner associated with it, were the two who didn't. And George helped do the site plan. So George is good with it from the planning department. Randy's resulted his, which means we're ready to move forward to the meeting. So the next step for us would be the public outreach.
Great.
Sounds perfect. And I get an opportunity to go in front of the Board of Adjustment. We've got letters from neighbors we'd like to present and all that kind of stuff.
Yep, you'll have the opportunity to make your case.
Great.
Yeah, we don't need one of them right now.
Good.
We are done here.
All right.
So thank you for coming in, though.
Thank you, Ms. Scott. Appreciate it.
Next one's mine. And then the next one's, then the next one's George's.
Okay, so moving forward, our next case, number CE-2404-009, address being 550 Wetstein Avenue, defendant being, property owner being listed as Robert Tooley, and it is under my... I've been kind of briefed that we would like to do a continuance on this and defer it until April. Is that correct?
We are actually asking for it to be deferred till April 2nd due to that we are waiting on grant funds from CDBG to help this gentleman clean up that debris pile.
He, you got a copy of a judgment for me?
Oh, I thought I brought it up there. Oh.
I did not.
That's George's.
Okay, so now we're moving on to the next case, number Z, as in zebra, E-2412-023, address being 2702 Willow Creek Road, and it's under Tally Properties LLC and Yavapai Landscaping.
That's me.
And will you please identify yourself for the record?
Nathan Green, the owner of Yavapai.
So, Jacob, are you going to be presenting or?
George?
Go ahead.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, George, you feel up to it, right?
All right. Let George go first and then I'll try after.
No,
all right, I got it.
If you need my help in this, things have gone terribly wrong.
All right, so this case was ZE-2412-023. It was for an off-site advertising sign on a commercial property at 2702 Willow Creek Road. The case was initially opened on December 20th, and since we've inspected and they have removed the sign, so we did send a thank you letter and close this case.
And you shut up anyway.
That's pretty good. Okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. And what's your name again?
Wendy Starr.
Wendy. Yeah. It feels like I've met with you prior too. So.
I've met out at the set of airport a couple times. We get dirt. Driving out there.
I thought it was at a restaurant or something, but that's fine. But I'll talk with you about, I mean, even the junk removal or debris. I mean, just listening to that, like, I'd love to have our crew help with instances like that that pop up, be it weeds or junk removal or anything like that. So,
volunteers.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, desperately need volunteers.
Okay, good.
A lot of these.
Helps with elderly that we wrote up violations for, and they can't get out there and trim their own weeds. And he will actually go out there and do it for free.
Okay. Yeah. So. No, that's what it would be on our end as well. Would be at no cost. So, if that's something we can work together, I'll get your.
Parts?
I'll text you my number. If you have a card.
There's seven more.
I have.
They're all dismissals.
And you can email me with your contact information.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So we're all set then.
You gotta sign something.
Okay. You gotta sign the. My dismissal, and whether or not you choose to appeal it.
Thank you. And you mentioned there's a, you were getting some grant funding or something like that.
Yeah,
what is that?
You giving them a
tour? Our CDBG program. We're working on getting some grant funding so that we have some of these really low income, and they're brought into the hearing. Our hearing process generally comes about through complaints. So somebody complains about somebody's yard. They don't have enough money for a landscape, and usually they're physically unable to do it.
Sure.
But for the city, we don't have the manpower. We don't have
That was Georgia's.
Right.
We don't want anything to the government.
We didn't do that?
Yeah. No, we did. She's closed.
So
there's a boat in the front.
Okay.
It was mine because it's just the RVs and boats and this front epic.
To get some money so that when we have 5 or 6 or 10 of these a year, we have a pool of money so we can actually get them brought into compliance and not, because it does. Finding, it, you know, you saw the previous case.
Right.
That gentleman has enough money to take the afternoon off and to put up a fence where he shouldn't have. But we've had people in here who are just crying because they
can't afford it or something.
They want to bring their property into compliance. They just don't have the physical or financial.
I would love to help on that. So
that's absolutely true about them crying.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Went out on one of the larger properties and helped alleviate her of some of the stuff that she needed to get rid of. There was a shed and stuff, and she just had no way of dismantling or taking it away. So we got some people together that needed those items.
Yeah.
And helped her get rid of them.
How many instances do you have where there's either, are there other cases where it's beyond junk and, well, fences obviously, but junk and or weeds and or maybe abandoned vehicles, like what portion of that is someone that is not able to take care of it versus just someone that was like, oh shoot, I forgot about that and I'll get it taken care of? Like how many cases at any point do you feel that you're handling to, because we just deferred 3, you know, a few months. I forgot it was January. I'm like, March, that's way away.
It's kind of like 50-50 almost.
Yeah.
Is it 50-50?
Really quick. We have about 10 cases we need to close.
Okay.
We can discuss this right afterwards.
Yeah, I'm available.
Sit and let him let her just.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got other stuff.
We can get this.
Okay.
Get these mic turned off.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to run through these.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay.
Sure.
That way we're not, all of this is
going to be
playing on the record over and over.
Right.
You want me to help you?
Yeah, I think I can handle it.
Okay, then you do it.
Moving
unless
forward.
You want to help.
Do you want him just to read out each case and say closed?
Sure. Okay. We will start at the top. So ZE2410-015 at 117 Iron Springs Road has been closed. They were scheduled last time. You deferred it to this time. And they've since removed their feather flags, so that one is closed. And they've since removed the feather flag. So you said if they abided, then no fees assessed at the last hearing, officer.
Okay, then I will consider this it's abated, client compliance, and dismissed.
Okay, ZE2410-020, 1219 Gail Gardner Way, has come into compliance, and the case has been dismissed.
Which property was that one?
That was 1219 Gail Gardner Way.
Iron Springs Road LLC, or?
That one was the one previous.
Previous one, okay. Please tell me who the property owner is, too.
So property owner for ZE2410-020 is Aaron's Prescott LLC.
There it is.
ZE2410-036 at 214 North Montezuma Street, owner Shipping Yard LLC. That case has been brought into compliance and the case has been dismissed.
Let me go on. ZE2410-004, 214 North Montezuma Shipping Yard LLC has also been dismissed.
Is that the one that was misidentified under Angry Ape?
Correct.
Okay.
Angry Ape. ZE2411-011, 351 North Montezuma, Depot Marketplace Investors has also been corrected.
So that's dismissed?
Dismissed. ZE2411-005, 703 East Gurley Street, LSPAK Co. LLC has been dismissed. ZE2411-003, 225 Grove Avenue, Double J Family Limited Partnership has also been dismissed. And CE2410-052, 750 Ruth Beverly Revocable Trust has also been dismissed.
And beyond that, I see that there are no other cases on this agenda.
Correct.
Everything else has been abated and in compliance. So, being that there are no further cases before this court is adjourned.
Awesome.